Check, 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 check. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the WOMcast. Hopefully you're doing amazing. We are back for another week, man. Another week. We are here. Dude, this Thursday, every like Thursday thing has been so nice. It's kind of like just a way for me to, I guess, just like release a little bit, talk through some things. I don't know, focus on some stuff. Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I recorded another podcast this weekend and I thought it was going to be what I wanted to post. And I thought it was going to be something I wanted to like talk about. And I just realized it wasn't, man. It wasn't. I kind of talked a little bit about like my journey with like church and God and all that kind of stuff. And I just realized that it really wasn't what I wanted to talk about. And I kind of realized it's not really what I wanted this podcast to be about, where I pick like this topic and I go over it and I do this deep. I don't like that. I like that this is kind of off the dome. It's something that I can just, you know, talk about, and we just, I don't know, we just keep moving and grooving. We talk about what happened that week or whatever. It just didn't feel right. It didn't feel right. And so I kind of want to stay with that. I'm actually recording this now, the day before this comes out, and let's just talk, man. Let's just talk. So what's been going on recently? Kick, dude. If you guys don't know about Kick, Kick is a new streaming platform that has come out, and dude, I've seen this all over my Twitter. I've seen it all over my TikTok. I've seen it pretty much everywhere that everyone's moving to Kick, this stream platform that is going to pay streamers 90%, I was about to say 30%, 90% of their sub revenue. And I think that's kind of crazy. Not 90, 95% of their sub revenue, which is unheard of in the industry right now. Twitch, get this, Twitch does 50%, 50% of the sub revenue right now. So like what, $2.50 of a $5 sub. And I mean, everyone's freaking out about it in terms of like financially. And I don't know, I've kind of just been watching it from a distance, you know. I'm not really making a decision in terms of like, oh, I want to move over to another streaming platform. I want to do this or that. There's no decisions being made. I'm just watching it. I think it's interesting. It's very enticing. Definitely financially, if I was doing the same amount that I'm doing now over on Kick, I'd be in a better financial spot. But would I be at the same size? I don't know. Would I be at the same place I'm at now? I don't freaking know. But also, what's the longevity look like? You know, because we've seen platforms come up and go down and just go crazy. But I don't know. I guess that's just me like talking about it, man. Like, I guess. I don't know. But there's one rule that I have, and that's not to make a decision for financial reason on something like that. Because when you tend to do that, the lesser option tends to be the option that pays better. And the option that's not good for you as a brand tends to pay better, which is kind of a funny thing. Cause I feel like that happened with Mixer for like a lot of big streamers. They like, oh man, I'll go over to Mixer. I'll get paid by Mixer to go over. And then look what happened to Mixer, you know? But I think Kick's different. I really do. I think it's going to be hopefully a competitor with Twitch eventually. Definitely nowhere near that viewership wise right now. Just to be clear, like the viewers are not watching on Kick right now. Like that's just a fact. The viewers are watching on Twitch right now, but it's definitely enticing. You know, I'm excited to see what Twitch is going to do coming up here, because Twitch is about to like, they're going to launch some discoverability things. It's kind of the things that they've been pushing like for clips and stuff like that within the next few months or so. So we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of that. That's been a huge thing that's been going on recently. I know TikTok was about to get banned. I heard about that. I actually watched some of the, there was like a congressional hearing for TikTok. Did you guys see it? There was a, what did they do? It was like a whole bunch of old people asking things on TikTok. And they were actually talking to the TikTok CEO as well. Which was so freaking funny, man. There was at one point where a guy was kind of like alluding that China was using TikTok in order to attack people through dangerous TikTok challenges. So he was talking about, Basically those talent, like think about like the Tide Pod challenge back in the day where people would eat Tide Pods like psychotic maniacs and probably turn into zombies or some kind of like rabid beast after the fact and like eat people's faces off. But, he's like saying that
how come in China's version of TikTok, how come they don't have those challenges, but we have them here? Why do we have a problem of them here?
He's like, well, the laws are different in China versus the US. He's like, what do you mean? And then I like kind of had that epiphany moment because we were watching it on stream and I was like, dude, this guy thinks that China is using these challenges in order to attack the youth and make them, you know, either put them in their lives in danger or, you know, I don't know, do something. I thought it was a really funny thing. I don't think they'll ban TikTok though, dude. There's no chance. They're not going to ban TikTok. It's going to still be here. It's just a funny thing that they would ask all those questions. And if they do ban TikTok, there'll be another TikTok for the TikTok. You know what I mean? It's really not that big of a deal. But I guess speaking of TikTok, man, I've been having some, I want to say identity crisis, but that's not the right term. I've been having some, like, I don't know, just second thoughts about streaming on TikTok. Now, no matter what, it's definitely the best discoverability I've ever experienced ever. But I like part of me feels like when I stream to two different streams, it just doesn't really, neither stream has my best, you know, but I think there's like a healthy balance in between. Cause there was like a good week where I didn't stream on TikTok.
Hold on.
Okay. I'm okay. Sorry. I sneezed. But there was a good week where I didn't stream on TikTok and it was nice. Definitely discoverability wise. I was not as high as I was when I was streaming on TikTok, as well as my TikToks didn't do as good. But, I'm very sacred about the live experience, which I probably shouldn't be. Like, I should probably be more selfish, you know? I should probably be more selfish in the sense of like, oh man, like I got to grow my stream and I got to keep it moving and keep it grooving. But I just feel like if the show, like, not that it sucks, but the show is lessened by something, I probably shouldn't have it, or I should figure out how to do it, but in a way where it won't lessen either one. And I think I'm getting there because this week I kind of started streaming on both again. And I felt like it was kind of in between, you know? But the hard thing of when I stream on TikTok is I feel like I can't switch games around because TikTok doesn't like that. Like, you can't, like, change the game in the middle of a stream on TikTok, you know? And so, I don't know. We'll figure it out eventually, you know? But the discoverability side of it is... oh, it's just like, it's too good. It's too good. And it's so unfortunate because TikTok is just like, yeah, I talk about this a lot, but I feel like I've talked about TikTok too much on this podcast, but we'll leave it at this. I don't think it's good for our brains. All right. I don't think it's good, but unfortunately in my job, it's kind of a necessity. I'd rather my viewers be watching like long form content, like a podcast or like a stream or something else like that. But I don't know, man. What do I freaking know? You know what I'm saying? What do I freaking know? Tonight we're going to a steakhouse, which you guys know I've been eating healthy recently, and I'm down to 100. My lowest right now is 197. So we just recently got under 200 pounds, and now I'm like pushing and moving and grooving. I'm trying to get into like the 180s and maybe even like 170s area. I think 170s will be a hard push. I'll probably start to plateau around the 180s, I'm guessing. But at least if I get into 180s, then I can like comfortably be like, okay, 200 is like now my top portion, you know, like 200 pounds is like my top, like I will ever get. And then I go crazy and diet and bring myself back down. I think that's a pretty healthy mode, you know? And then maybe at some point it can be 190 or something like that. That'd be kind of crazy, but I'm just so stoked to be back under 200 pounds, man. It's been a long time since I was. And the keys that I've, for me personally, and I don't know if a lot of people would want to do this, but I've been eating pretty much the same dinner. I've been eating salmon, brown rice, and broccoli and carrots. Now, sometimes I'll replace the salmon with like chicken, but I always have brown rice and carrots and broccoli or like some kind of other vegetable. And then I'll have, after that, I'll do a, or then I like around that snacks wise, sometimes I'll have like cereal. So I'll have like, I'll have Honey Nut Cheerios or Raisin Bran. Reason I'm eating those, because I'm trying to lower my cholesterol and those have fiber, yada, yada, yada. But then the key component for me has been exercise, but also not eating past 7 p.m. Tonight, I'm breaking that because we're going to a steakhouse and I'm not getting a steak because I'm trying to lower my cholesterol. Okay, all this is in preparation for April 13th. I'm having another blood test and I'm testing my cholesterol. And I really just want to like have my cholesterol lowered and have that moment and be like, yes, hell yeah. Which I've lost 18 pounds. So I imagine it's got to be at least lower a little bit. I'm not a professional or anything, but it's got to at least be somewhat lower. You know, it can't, there's just no way that it's like, it's higher, right? I mean, come on. It's got to be lower. But it's all in preparation for that. So that's why I'm not eating red meat tonight. So hence, I'm not getting a steak. But I think I'm going to get some good like fish or like a chicken dish or I don't know, something like that. But man, can I tell you what I really want? I want pizza. I want a burger. I want Buffalo Wild Wings. I want pretty much everything. But for some reason, like this time, I'm just not going for it. Maybe I just realized, like, damn, I really got out of control, you know? Because it got up to, like, 220, dude. 220 was my highest. Maybe even a little higher. And, dude, that's crazy, you know? For a short king like me, that's freaking crazy. And I don't know how I did that. I do know how. I was just, like, a sedentary lifestyle, you know? I was just sitting in here streaming, like, hours upon hours, doing no exercise, eating a bunch, and all that kind of stuff. And so, I'm just glad where we're at now. And what's kind of cool, too, is like some people from stream are like, oh, man, I'm starting to eat healthy now because you are. And that makes me happy. You know, I think it's a good thing for someone in my place, in my space, to be trying to better themselves, because maybe around people around, you know, will be inspired by that. And people who watch me every day, I'd rather have that than the latter. You know, like I'd rather have people be inspired by what I do than inspired in a bad way, I suppose. Like, they can always be inspired, but, you know, and not in the sense, like, I want to be, like, some motivational speaker or I want to be something like that, but I feel like just health-wise, I'd rather people be inspired to eat better from me than to, like, go crazy and gorge on, like, really bad stuff if they're in a bad spot, like, health-wise, you know? So I guess that's good. I guess that's good, man. Oh my God. You know what was crazy is I've been waiting for The Last of Us to release on PC for way too long now. And I'll have you know, it released. If you're going to hear about this, this is crazy. The Last of Us released and it was completely unplayable. I've actually never experienced such a poorly optimized game as that game on release. Never. It was like, there's no way they didn't know it was going to release like that. There was absolutely zero chance that they knew that they didn't know it was going to release like that. I go in, right? You're supposed to like download shaders, which you have to do in a lot of games. Like you download the whole game, but you still got to download shaders. I never understood how that worked, but you get into the game. And it was kind of similar, actually, because it's a PlayStation like port over to PC, right? And, I get into building shaders, and no lie, I thought my computer exploded. I thought it was done. I thought I was like right before stream. I was like maybe like an hour and a half before stream. I started downloading it, and then I put it up, man. I like booted up, and my PC crashed, and I thought, okay, maybe that was weird. Maybe I had some like programs open up in the back end. My PC still needs to be like figured out. There's a couple things with it need to be figured out. But I'm thinking, man, okay, maybe something happened. I don't know. And dude, I look it up and it turns out everybody's having this problem. It just kept crashing. Like my PC crashed and then the game would just start crashing. And you couldn't even get through the building shaders in the menu. some people waited it out because every time it would crash, you could go back in and it would still build up the shaders a little bit more. Some people figured it out and they got into the game and then it looked awful. So you think, oh, okay, like, you know, Naughty Dog's going to tweet out. They did. They tweeted out and they said, oh, hey, we're figuring out, you know, we're really trying to work hard towards figuring out these problems, yada, 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 you know, the whole normal thing. Then they proceed to tweet out things like, how are you guys liking the new PC release? Like literally, like, just like completely moronic tweets like, oh my God, doesn't this new PC release look amazing? And, oh, what are you guys playing on? Which controller are you guys playing on PC? Dude, it was so freaking funny because they're just like completely, I guess, tone deaf would be the word. And so you go into the replies and people are just sending pictures of when they did get to play the game, how bad the graphics looked because it was basically cooking their PC. And I don't know, man, I think it's pretty shameful for a, it's actually really shameful for a developer or like a studio, like Naughty Dog, to release something like that and not push it back more is insane to me. They pushed it back once, but like you have to like press that button to be like, okay, release this game. And you've definitely tested it on multiple different, you know, machines, and you know, it's a bunch of bull honky. You know what I mean? Like, unless they're like going through a different process to test it than what happens through Steam, but you know that that thing's not ready. Like, I was looking at my CPU usage. I had it on low graphics and it was like the game alone, the game was at like 100% of my CPU, and I don't got the worst like setup. I don't know what my setup is, but I don't got the worst setup, but I don't have the best setup too. So whatever, but I was seeing some people that got like, you know, 4090s and all this shit. They can barely run that thing. Oh yeah. The best part, 60 bones, man, $60. I might just return it and just play it on PS5 or something like that for stream, but I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. But luckily, we've been playing a little bit of GTA roleplay recently, and that's been a lot of fun. It's been good. I'm not like really getting fully back into it. I'm just glad people are enjoying it. We're doing some funny sheet. I'm really not like getting super serious about it. I guess the biggest thing is I don't want to do it. I don't want to do only that, at least right now. You know, I feel like GTA RP, it kind of like pigeonholes you like a lot of different things. And I also feel like GTA RP overall is just like, as a genre, is not doing the best. And as a streamer, you get, it's like the good times in GTA roleplay are so fun, right? The good times are great. The bad times are the boring times are so boring, like incredibly boring, that you go through, like, so say you're going to rob a bank or something like that, right? You rob the bank, you have this crazy moment, it's amazing, you get away, or you have this really funny moment, say you create a new character, you have this funny hee hee hoo hoo ha ha, it's great. Then you've got to wait, like sometimes like you got to wait like a day, 2 days, and you're just like going around doing stupid shit, you know? Living a fake life. There was times where I like sat there when I was doing GTA roleplay, I sat there, I'm like, bro, I know the streets of Los Santos, the city of like GTA 5, better than I know like my own streets. It was getting like a little pathetic, man. You know, like I knew that place better than I knew. I knew, you know, more people in there than I did outside in the outside world. And, there kind of was this turning point, which is the thing that I think keeps me playing on this server that I'm playing on right now, which is Rush Hour RP. But there came a point on like the servers I was playing on where it was like really Second Life-y. Like, and what I mean by that is like, oh, like this is, they treat it more like they just live in this world. It's really kind of like metaverse-y, and I don't know. It's just kind of weird because these people they'll sit out in front of a mechanic shop for like 10 hours a day. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, they'll actually be out there. So say they work from home or something. they'll just be working from home and standing at the mechanic shop all day. And then when they get off work, they just do stuff in the game. And so it's like they're there all day, every day, no matter what. Like, there's people you can call in GTA Roleplay. You'll call them in the game, and they'll be like always answering, no matter what. No matter what time of day you're playing, you go in, you call them, they're there, you know? And I mean, yeah, like some of us streamers, we gotta, you know, say you're streaming it and you're doing, that's like your job. I get it, whatever, maybe. But bro, I don't know. I was just sitting there. I'm like, even if for stream, this is like blowing up and I'm doing really well, I don't want to sit here, look back on my life, 10 hours a day, I'm sitting here in this fake city, you know? And so I just like, I don't know. I had this moment where I kind of freaked out a little bit and I like backed out of it. You know, I was just like, I don't want to really play this game anymore, you know? But, I don't know. Recently we've been having fun with it. It's been cool. The server I'm on is more of like a content server. A lot of streamers are on it. It's fun. It's all like in good fun, you know, versus it being all about, I don't know. I don't know what else it would be. Like a second life. I don't want it to be a second life. I want it to just be like funny and good entertainment for my viewers and all that kind of stuff. And so GTA Roleplay has been back on the docket recently. I don't want to like promise it. I don't want to like do it a whole bunch forever. But for recently, I've been having fun with it, man. And I think GTA Roleplay is good if the viewers are enjoying it. The moment that like my chat dies and I'm playing GTA Roleplay, I probably won't play it unless I'm like really enjoying it, you know? But like before with GTA, I had my highest viewer counts, like crazy, crazy viewer counts. And like for me, crazy viewer counts for me, not for in the general sense, but my chats, like my overall chats were like way lower than I had ever had. And like recently, that's a stat. I don't really care a lot about live streaming stats because you can't really control a lot of them. But one of the things I like to hang my hat on and like, okay, this one shows that I'm doing better is actually, the amount of chat messages I got in a stream. So there was some streams like a few months back where I was getting like 600 in a total stream, which is very sad and a bummer for me. You know, I'm not trying to flex or anything like that, but I'm just saying like, it's a bummer for me. Recently, we've been getting like the lowest we've been getting is like 2,500 per stream. And the highest is like 5,000 around there, which is like, I think is awesome because what that story tells is that people are interacting. People are, you know, they're really trying to like dive into this whole thing and you know, they're believing in it, you know? And, I like that a lot, you know, I don't know. It just pumps me up. It gets me excited that's like a growth metric for me that I'm like, this matters. You know what I'm saying? But if my viewer count is increasing and my chat messages are not increasing, we've got a problem, right? Because then people are just watching, which is fine. Like I'm fine with people lurking, but I'm not like engaging these people. You know what I mean? Like I'm doing something wrong. It's not their fault or anything like that, but I'm doing something wrong. So yeah, with all that to say, with GTA Roleplay, that's what happened before. I got like up to like 50 average viewers, but my chat messages were like, meow, you know? So I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm just going to stick to variety. I think that's cool. It's just hard to grow in, but my game plan coming up is just, I have to figure out YouTube, man. I've got to get more YouTube videos out. I've got to get more YouTube, like, that's just got to be my plan. And I think it's the best plan. It's just kind of a hard plan. I stream too much. And in the last episode, we talked to Icy Deluxe. And he mentioned like taking a 2-week break to really refocus his whole brand and refocus on YouTube and creating videos. And the one thing that's attractive to me about like YouTube in particular is being able to create things that are memorable, right? That people can go back to and watch and they care about. With Twitch, it's kind of more of an in the moment type thing, which is really valuable as well. I think that's a completely valuable thing. That like Twitch, like well, I was there for this moment. That's an awesome thing. But I want to bridge the gap a little bit better. And so I'm trying to create, I'm trying to find a happy medium where I can create videos off of my streams, but not like a stream highlights thing, because nobody really wants to watch that. Like, no one wants to sit there and watch like a bunch of clips or something like that. Like, that doesn't mean something to anybody. But what if I could tell a story through every single day of stream, right? Every time I stream, what if there's a story there about what I did and how I did it and, you know, maybe one of the bits I did, or maybe it's like, if I did GTA roleplay that day, a story from GTA roleplay, like I want people to be able to grab onto the things that I'm doing. And I guess that might be a part of the answer, is like bridge the gap between Twitch and YouTube. And I think the telling stories thing is what really makes videos work or not work. Not only YouTube videos, but like short form videos. Like, telling a story throughout that video is what keeps people watching. And I think that's what I want to do. But I have no clue how I'm going to do that exactly. And so I've forced myself, at least for the foreseeable future, to get off stream at a healthy time, because you guys know I love streaming. Like, I could stream 10 hours a day. Like, I really could stream 10 hours a day. Like, mentally, like, capacity wise, I could do it, but I just think I need to focus on other sheet. I need to focus on other sheet in order to create something that like means something, and use the live streams as almost like a recording place and then go and edit. And so hopefully I can figure that out kind of going forward. But I'll be honest with you, dude, I've tried to do this multiple times where I focus on YouTube, but it's just so hard for me not to stream, because maybe I'm like addicted to it or something, or maybe I just love the feeling of like that instant connection or whatever. But man, it's just great. It's just great, dude. So we'll see how my schedule changes, or if it changes, but I got to work something out. It's basically like it'll complete my brand, is kind of what it comes down to. If I get YouTube figured out and I'm doing consistent YouTube videos that actually mean something and are actually quality videos, then I'm like earning like monetarily earning from like the place where like I don't have to ask people for money, right? I like that a lot. I like the idea that YouTube is a really, like, the AdSense on YouTube is just great. And I don't have to sit there and wonder like, oh man, am I going to get enough subs to do X, Y, or Z this month? Am I going to get enough this or that or whatever? I can create videos that people watch and get money from that. And both of my channels right now are monetized. And I'd rather make money in that. Like, obviously, like, support is really important and all that kind of stuff for someone like me and the size I'm at and all that kind of stuff. But I'd rather ramp that up so I don't have to worry about those other things, and I can just like stream freely, you know? But kind of easier said than done. And how much I'm streaming, I think, has like a mentally, it's just a little bit hard, you know? Like, I'm coming up on 4 years, you know? And yeah, I'm not where I thought I would be, you know? I'm not where I thought I would be growth-wise. But I also have a really hard time seeing the success, you know, in terms of successes that have happened along the way, or just the fact that like complete strangers watch me and support me is insane. So if you're one of those, it amazes me. Like, I was sitting in bed, like, I think it was last night or the night before. I was kind of just thinking about that. Like, I'm always so, and streamers in general are always just so focused on, how do I grow? How do I do this? How do I keep moving? Boom, 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 boom. And I sit there and I like, today I think we had like some like 30 month sub. The fact that a stranger I met on the internet is subbing for 30 months, or we have like some subs up to like 40 months. The fact that a stranger is supporting me for that long that I'm out on the internet, who's not a stranger anymore, you know, is, it's amazing. It really is. And it says something, and I think I need to be a little bit more proud of myself, but I also need to give myself more mental capacity, or not mental capacity, but like creative capacity to create and make things that are memorable. And I don't think I've done that over this last year, really. And so, stream-wise, I think I'm going to have to create some space soon. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I've even thought about the idea of changing my schedule to where, like, maybe I stream a little bit later, and then I work on videos in the morning and record stuff in the mornings and then go live later. Something to look forward to after finishing the things I've got to do. I don't know, man. Maybe you guys can write in if you guys got an idea. You're like, Nick, you should do this. You guys can write into the show, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on audio. You guys can write in. There's like a link. There should be a link down below or wherever your links are. And you should be able to write into the show at that link. Also, you can ask for advice there. You can ask, you can confess something. I want to read stuff on the podcast from you guys. I think that'd be really fun. That'd be a cool way to interact. So if you guys want to do that, hell yeah. Yeah, I say I'm not like where I thought I would be, but I think I'm really stoked on the journey that I've had so far. I really am, man. I think it pumps me up that I've been able to create for this long and keep moving and grooving, but we just got to kick it up, you know, kick it up a notch on, at least on the other platforms, Twitch. I mean, we're up on a high notch right now. Okay. We are doing a lot on Twitch, but yeah, man, I gotta figure it out. I gotta find a formula, you know. Icy was really cool about him is he found a formula that he kept. Now he can like just plug everything into that formula versus it being, oh, what am I gonna do? What will I do today? You know, he knows what he's gonna do, and he does it like at a high caliber because he gets to do it over and over again, and that's kind of the space I think I need to start to fit into, you know, find a formula. But yeah, man, I don't know. So, I guess, you know, that's kind of the podcast today. Some of the things I was going to talk about, like I recorded a whole other podcast on Sunday and I talked about like my journey with church and God and all kind of stuff. And it's kind of funny because I really thought the story was going to mean something, and like, I thought it would like to a listener, I thought it would actually like mean something, you know, but once I put it down, I listened back to it, which I don't do to every single podcast and stuff like that, but I listened back to it and I realized it was more something for me to like get off of my chest and talk about. Cause there was some like hurt there and yada, yada, yada. But and I'll tell you guys, like, I can tell you guys, like, my story at some point or whatever, but it just, I listened back to it, and I was like, it meant something to me, but I don't think it would mean anything to anyone else, you know? It was kind of something that I just needed to say and maybe get off of my chest, but it wasn't really, it was more for just me. So, that's why this podcast is kind of there's not really, like, a topic, right? And I think I'm okay with that. I think I'm okay with doing that on the weekly. I think it's just like we jump in. I talk about what I'm working on. I talk about things that are going on in life. And, you know, I think that's applicable. I'm not applicable, but I think it's like I'm documenting, you know, documenting what's going on. And so, yeah, man, I don't know. I'm a bit jumbled today. I'm gonna be honest with you. A bit jumble brained, but that's okay. If you guys are listening to the podcast, though, and you guys made it all the way to this point, make sure you guys come into my live chat or, I don't know, shoot a comment under the video and say, the eagle has fallen. That's how we'll know that you made it to the end of the podcast. If you guys haven't, like, followed me on Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of stuff yet, you guys can do that down below. Or you could just, you know, look up Loaded Wombat. You'll find me. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and we will see you, I don't know, next time we see you, whether it's here, whether it's on Twitch, or whether it's on a YouTube video or something like that. So long, farewell, goodbye.